Hello, Nina.
Good evening, Ian. How
Good
are you?
evening. I'm doing good. I'm doing good. Life is, it's good. It's a gift.
Life is a gift. We need to remember that more often, don't we? Beautiful. Well, I'm happy to be here. I see people are still signing in. I'm always so grateful to see our community kind of coming together in a time where maybe there's other things that could pull us or persuade us, but making time to join together in a sacred prayer and communion with grace. Thank you, everyone, for showing up and just wanting to honor and acknowledge that it makes a difference in the world. Your presence and your ability to say yes to life, to prayer, to communion with something greater makes a difference. So, welcoming you all here, and we'll just jump right in.
Okay.
Inviting us to close our eyes wherever we are and really start to sink inward, recall our energies, and really scan our internal landscape to see where we might be tensing up or holding, and inviting you to let go, to relinquish, to breathe, to surrender, to not have to be anything or anywhere other than right here, right now. And feel what that feels like. Feel the distractions that try to captivate you and bridle in your thoughts to get into your heart, to sink into the presence that is here that has never left. Grounding ourselves and connecting into Mother Earth. Feeling the presence of the Great Mother holding us and opening our crowns to the Father, to the light, to the divine spark. And as we are feeling that, the Alpha and the Omega just connecting in with that diamond spark within, the light of our own divinity, and welcome it out of hiding, to come out of hiding, to flourish, to shine, to commune, to connect, to not have to know, to be. And feel what that feels like. Entering into this sacred posture, calling on our Father Creator to be close to us during this prayer time, and our Holy Divine Mother, calling upon the angels, masters, and archangels in the higher planes of attunement to sponsor this prayer, to sponsor our clarity, our connections, the cutting of the cords that keep us tethered to the belief that we're separate from you, Creator. And as we are going deeper, expanding this effervescent presence to reach outward and share this love and this grace with all of creation, finding ourselves in great communion with all of life, not separate, lifting above the 3D matrix of the world, of the mind, and stepping into the eyes of the divine, to see our lives through God's eyes, to understand the hardships that have come our way that are here to teach us lessons. Praying that we can step into acceptance versus resistance so that we can find those openings and the pearls and the messages that life is really communicating to us through the bumps in the road, that we do not have to run away, that we can move towards them with this posture of communion, knowing that there is something supporting us in the process, greater than the mind. Help us to build upon our faith and open up our spiritual sight to see the truth in this message, to open our hearts up with compassion for ourselves and for others, and in the process, to allow others to have their experience without interfering, without needing to change it, without labeling it as right or wrong, with acceptance of what is, and in the acceptance to open up to more love, more grace, to contribute with that beautiful reflection of strength, of respect, of wisdom. And wherever we are standing upon the planet or sitting, that we can anchor this love and this light into the earth below us to ignite the veins of our Mother Earth, the crystals with a purification, with rays of love, the sanctions of the higher realms of attunement, to bring our presence, our gratitude, our life affirming and life force to touch upon our Mother Earth. And continuing to do that outward to all of humanity to help to lift the veil of illusion, to help alchemize the dross, to help uplift the consciousness into the greater knowing of sacred remembrance, of truth, of the beauty way, of kindness, of love, of the knowing that we are not alone here on the planet. Praying at this time to have a deeper relationship with our Father Creator, with our Holy Mother, with the angels and masters and archangels in the higher planes of attunement, to grow in our spiritual strength, to harmonize our physical, mental, emotional, and etheric bodies, to recognize that we can lean into the spirit of peace within ourselves, to quiet the waters, and to move through life in balance, centered in our hearts, open with our spiritual eyes, open to receive and not overriding receiving. Help us to flourish in the areas in our lives where we feel the impetus of truth guiding us to create, to do good for humanity, to bless the greater good of the whole. Help us to remember that this is a beautiful way to stay on track with a healthy prayer and a healthy life affirming actions and deeds. Help us to spend more time in gratitude for what is versus what is not, so that we can learn how to celebrate life and accept what is and do our part to be a better version of ourselves, more aligned with divine will, to spark that inner joy and beauty. and lifting up our prayer requests this evening. I would like to lift up a beautiful woman by the name of Kathleen Lawton, who passed away, and sponsoring the angels and masters and archangels to help her to transition into the proper holding place for the next step in her soul's evolution, to be welcomed and to be received with grace and with love. And lifting up her family, those who are mourning the loss of her here on the earth, that somehow they can feel the spirit of grace giving them a hug, a cosmic hug, knowing that she is out of suffering at this time. Lifting up Robin Ray Cooper, who just relapsed with lung cancer, and we are sponsoring a beautiful prayer for grace and for healing in any area of her life, for her to receive connection and understanding and the next steps for her life here on the planet that will support her. Lifting up Alejandro Gonzalez and bringing the spirit of strength and love during this time where he's faced with addiction and depression, just praying for the spirit of grace to enter in and connection with his presence and reigniting faith in something greater to fill the void that he is trying to fill up with the addiction, that somehow the spirit of love, of divine love, can enter into his life and that earth angels can come in and direct him. And praying for that for all of us in the areas where we're still needing validation or going outside of ourselves to find some sense of gratification, that somehow we can remember to go within, to feel the presence of the divine, to let go and to let God move in our lives so that we can be filled up and really have an encounter with what is true. Lifting up our sacred Teotihuacan journey that is coming up and sponsoring a beautiful, powerful, sanctioned journey with protection and new wisdom that is coming in, new activations to bring to the land and to the people, to these new levels that are being received at this time. Praying for joy. Praying at this time that we can really close this prayer in acknowledgement of our life and all the good that we have done up until this point, and that we are inspired to move in the direction of goodness for ourselves and for all of creation. And we always say these prayers in the name of God, in the name of love, and in the name of truth. Ome total.
Omotayo, thank you, Nina, for reminding us of the importance of making time for the divine and relinquishing anything that is not ours or right here, right now, so we can connect deeply and freely with the Holy Mother, Father, and all of the angels that are always there to help us expand and elevate our presence. To see through the eyes of the divine and accept our lives and all the perceived challenges that our life communicating with us exactly what we need to grow. To build our faith and open our hearts in compassion, to allow life to be as it is, trying only to change our own lack of wisdom and faith, so we can rest in the sacred remembrance of truth and thus alchemize the dross and confusion by our own embodiment and communion with the higher planes, and align with the highest version of ourselves in divine love and joy.
Thank you, Ian. Thank you so much.
Yeah. It's, yeah, I'm grateful.
I'm grateful too. Thank you for continuing to show up and be of service in this way, and being an example of growing on the path and accepting the bumps and the bashes and rising up higher each time.
Thanks for saying it. And as you know, it's not easy.
Yes, there are
And
challenges.
but it's a joy, and I don't plan on stopping.
Yeah, it's a lot more difficult to not walk this road while we're going through life.
Well, there's no real announcements, but I just like to, talk about this energetic hygiene class we've been doing. It's awesome. Thank you for doing that. And thank you, Tudor, if you're on here or not. And thank you for taking so many people to the sacred land of Teotihuacan for so many years. I'll certainly miss being there, but I have my own mission that I must steadfastly stay adhered to that doesn't allow me to go there this year. And I know I'll be there soon.
Yeah, you'll be with us.
Yeah.
Many, many that have expressed that want to be there, you will be there in the field. So, and in the flesh soon enough. So yes, thank you everybody. And yeah, we're completing our advanced mentorship tonight, which is really exciting, and lifting up these beautiful graduating mentors that are making amazing changes in the world. So it's a good moment for us here. And yeah, it's a beautiful moment. Thank you everyone for participating.
May you go in peace.
Night.